and when I break away and we take our break, and also Iowa County has that severe thunderstorm watch. And of course, Iowa County's under a warning right now, so we'll see then too if those are there. So I'll break away and see if there's anything that's expired or anything added. So that's what we are going to do. So I'm going to break away here shortly, and I'll be back and give you an update. And like I say, that tornado warning that was out for southwestern Richland County and northeastern Grant County is officially expired. So if you need to get out of your safe place, you can. But if you feel comfortable and want to stay there for a little while longer, you can do so. It doesn't look like anything's coming out. I haven't seen any AEISs, but once I get an alert, I will definitely pass that along to you as well.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. I broke down and banged up, been laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. And find me on fire, bet it all on one good ride. We'll be right back.
Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn with Rodeo Man on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. We've been having some pretty stormy weather here in the area this evening, as expected, the reports are. But it waited a while before it came, but when it came pretty good, especially a couple areas. There were a couple tornado warnings out this evening. Most of those expired, so people in the areas that had the tornado warnings earlier, they are safe now. But we do have the severe thunderstorm warning, and I'm going to go through that one more time with you. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Lafayette County, Iowa County, and also southwestern Sauk County, and that's until 12:30 a.m. So we got another 25 minutes for that storm. That's because at 11:24 p.m. on yesterday, Monday, we're already on Tuesday, so... And anyways, at 11:24 p.m. Monday, a severe thunderstorm, severe thunderstorms were located in a line extending from 8 miles northwest of Richland Center to near Muscadet to 8 miles north of Bloomington, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Hazards from this storm include 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Radar has indicated hail damage, had indicated this. Also, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations that are could be impacted by this or may have been already impacted by this storm include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont, and also other locations that could be affected include Hyde's Hill, the House on the Rock, and the Iowa Grant School. Please remain alert for possible tornadoes. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe storms. If you spot a tornado, go at once into the basement or a small central room in a sturdy structure. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. So once again, that severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 12:30 for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County. Right now, our time is 12:07, and I'm going to give you a rundown of the weather and what to expect. Those severe thunderstorm watches that were out for Grant, Richland, Crawford, and Vernon County, they have expired, but the severe thunderstorm watch has been extended until 2 a.m. for Iowa County. There's also still that flood watch for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until early this morning, probably around 7 or so. During the overnight, look for showers and thunderstorms possible. Some could be strong still and with pockets of heavy rain with a low of 59. The winds could be out of the northeast at 10 to 15. Light showers ending by morning on Tuesday. A bit of sunshine later in the afternoon with a high of 74. Winds northeast 10 with gusts up to 20. Mostly clear Tuesday night with a patchy fog possible and a low of 53. Partly cloudy and comfortable on Wednesday with a high of 79. And mild on Thursday with more clouds than sun and a high of 80. Currently in Richland Center, the winds have died down. They were blowing pretty hard there. So the winds are calm right now. And our current temperature is 62 degrees at 12:08. Okay, we're going to break away for a little more music. And I will be back if there's any more updates. One moment, please.
Juicy Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in the Wranglers, barely getting in. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana air. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits.
country girls.
Bell bottom high.
What is something about
them?
That was Ashley Cook and Brett Young with Never Till Now, and Lauren Elena with Thick as Thieves. And I beat Phil Nee for airtime. It's 12:14 in the morning, but I'm happy to stick around because I want to keep each and every one of you up to date on what's happening weather-wise. There is still that severe thunderstorm warning, and it's out for Northern Lafayette, Iowa County, and southwestern Sauk counties. And that is open, and that is going on until 12:30 a.m. That's because at 11:24, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 8 miles northwest of Richland Center to near Muscadet at 8 miles and 8 miles north of Bloomington, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail are expected from the storm. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Locations that could be impacted or probably have already been impacted include Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Darlington, Spring Green, Belmont, Blanchardville, Barneveld, Highland, Arena, Plain, Ridgeway, Avoca, Orion, Linden, Waldwick, Elk Grove, Cobb, Fayette, Clyde, and Lamont. Other landmarks that could be affected include Hyde's Hill, the House on the Rock, and the Iowa Grant School. school. So that's the case. We're still under that warning. I'm going to be sticking around for that warning. I'm not going to leave. And I'm going to check after that. I'm going to be checking all our radars, making sure everything's in the clear. This always kind of worries me because with these storms, they said, and that's in the case with this one here too. Just wanted to remind everybody too, there's always a chance that there could be tornadic activity in that. Once, if we do get a report of any tornadic activity, we will get a report from the National Weather Service and get it on the air as soon as possible. But I'm going to be sticking around here for a bit and just making sure everything is okay so that way everyone is safe. Tornado warning watch that was out for Richland, Grant, Vernon, and Crawford counties, that has expired. But that severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County, and of course, Iowa County is currently under the warning, and I think because as a result of that, they have extended that till 2 a.m. I'm looking for once the storms go through the Iowa County area that that watch will be lifted, seeing how everybody else's watches have been lifted. But there is still a flood watch out for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties, and then that's until this morning. So as I saw, it was around 7 a.m., but it may go longer because, as I reported, we, as of midnight from the storm, we received 1 3/107 inch of rain. And so that storm started at around 10:45. I think the heaviest part started coming down at around 11. So within an hour, we had 1 3/100. So if you're out driving tonight, be very careful. It's hard for you to see water in the dark. If you question whether or not it's water, best is to turn around, don't drown, because don't question it. If you're unsure, don't take the chance. Tomorrow morning when you're on your morning commute, if you come upon any areas that have water or areas that are barricaded, don't go around the barricades, don't go through the water. Turn around, don't drown. If you have to get to your job and you feel you want to make there faster, best is to turn around. If you're late for work, I'm sure your boss will understand too. So especially if it's unexpected that you come upon it. So better is to be safe than sorry. We don't want to have anything happen to anybody. Like I say, that's quite a bit of rain that we had. I'm sure other areas have gotten quite a bit more because we weren't in the thick of the warnings and stuff like a lot of the areas were, even though we did have that one for Richland County, Southwest Richland County. But I did, and that tornado, I should say, that tornado warning. I did understand that the sirens did go off in town. So hopefully you did get to safety and were safe just in case. And also, if you are in an area where that tornado warning has been lifted, and if you are still getting storms and you still feel unsafe, best is to go ahead and stick around a little longer. Who knows? Maybe pull out a party game or just have some fun with the family. Or if you're alone, you know, just maybe get out, do some texting or do something to keep you busy. Best is to stay safe. But after this, too, Bo had just stopped by. I was surprised to see him. He stopped by. And I was telling him, I said, the thing is about after this storm, everything's going to cool down. So everything should be good for the next few days. Tomorrow morning, Joanne will have a report on the storms as well. And Phil, or this morning, I should say, that's right, it's Tuesday. So Joanne and Phil will probably have some reports throughout the morning on what's going on. As far as the National Night Out goes, I know they were going to have that at Kroska Park. I think they're going to check the situation tomorrow and see what it is. And Joanne will keep you up to date on what's going to be handled as far as that goes. Hopefully it wasn't too bad, but like say 1 3/100 is quite a bit to get in an hour's time. Once again, there's that severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County, and that's until 12:30. So that's on for another 10 minutes. I'm going to be sticking around here. And during the meantime, I'm going to be checking to see if there's any more storms that are going to be coming in the area or the chances of that. And I'll check all the updates on weather.gov to see what's all been canceled, which one's intact. So I'll keep you informed here in a little bit. I'm going to break for you for a little bit, and then I'm going to come back on and keep you up to date on what's happening with the severe storm situation.
The longer you listen, the more songs you hear. Not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on Country and Community, WRCO-FM 100.9.
Like me, she kissed me soft and gave 'em away. were looking up, so I put her name on the front of my truck. In a perfect world, in a perfect world, in a perfect world, when boy meets girl, they spin and dance like a tilting wheel. Top of the Ferris wheel, a cotton candy kiss. Yeah, perfect world feels just like this.
Sweet. surviving. Where are you taking me now? Smooth operator, do it all later. When will you ever come down? I still believe in you now somehow. I still believe in you now. I still believe in you now somehow. I still believe in you now.
Highways put up, wet and rode too hard. Worked to death to earn respect, and I've earned every single scar. I always thought that this was crazy, didn't know it'd go this far, but here I am. These wheels, they keep on turning, headed right into the stars. But I know it's all been worth it, man, I sure miss playing bars. All I ever really wanted was to sing and play guitar with my friends. Some said I'd never make it, that I didn't do things right. So I showed them who I was, and then I made it just to spite. I changed the game, stood in the rain. I may be borderline insane, been messed around, been put down, but I keep coming back again. I wear that hat, yeah, I'm the punk, since I did it my own way. At the end of the day, I can say I changed the game. I have yet to find. I keep searching for a song, and I keep humming on a rhyme. And I keep praying for the young bloods next in line to take my place, the next one to stand up and say. Some said I'd never make it, that I didn't do things right. So I showed them who I was, and then I made it just to spite. I changed the game, stood in the rain. I may be borderline insane, been messed around, I've been put down, but I keep coming back again. I'll wear that hat, yeah, I'm the punk, since I did it my own way. End of the day, I can say. End of the day, I can say. So I showed them who I was, and then I made it just to spite. I changed the game, stood in the rain. I may be borderline insane, been messed around, I've been put down, but I keep coming back again. I wear that hat, yeah, I'm the punk, says I did it my own way. The end of the day, I can say. The end of the day, I can say.
That was Cody Jenks with Change the Game and Desert Road Band, Rose Band with I Still Believe in You. Yes, I'm Timothy, and I'm still here. It's 12:31, and we were just kind of looking at through our situations, making sure everybody was safe during the storms that were going on through our area. Took long enough for them to get here. I think they came in around, it was around 10:20 or 10:40 at least into the Richland Center area, and they hit pretty hard. We had like a couple tornado warnings, and then we had the severe thunderstorm warning. And in fact, I'm going to run that that again. The severe thunderstorm warning that was out for Iowa County and southwestern Sauk County has expired officially, it looks like. And there is still a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County till 2 a.m. I'm looking for that to expire here soon, too. I think they extended it because of the lateness of the severe thunderstorm warning. But there is still that flood watch out for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties. And that's until around 7 o'clock this morning. And that is good that they have that because we did receive here in the Richland Center area from that storm, which started around 10:45. We received an inch and three one-hundredths of rain. So a lot of rain in that time. And we have a special guest in the studio. We have Mike Jensen. He's the new director of emergency services for Richland County. He's going to kind of give an update on what's happened from the storm and anything from that. And thank you for being our guest, Mike. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah. And so, of course, the storms went in the area. Do you have any reports on any more severe weather that you may have heard of that might be coming through? And how was the area impacted from the storm?
Absolutely. So we initially were aware this morning that we had a high risk for some severe weather this afternoon, just with the instability of the atmosphere. And like I kind of put on the Facebook page, our atmosphere is about as stable as a newborn giraffe. It was very unpredictable to kind of march out what the weather's going to look like this evening. So we were in communication with National Weather Service in La Crosse, as well as some other area emergency managers throughout the day, kind of watching the system build over the Dakotas, come through Minnesota, and eventually into Wisconsin. We were actively monitoring it in the Emergency Operations Center effective about 6:30 p.m. today, and have been monitoring that ever since. Watching the systems build over in Minnesota is producing quite a few tornadoes. We didn't anticipate the system to super well stay together over the Mississippi River, but it had enough energy in the air to do so. As it moved our way, we were monitoring that one cell kind of to the south there that was spinning up quite a few tornadoes. So that's what eventually caused that tornado warning in southwestern Richland County. We went ahead on our NICSIL program, and if anybody listening isn't on NICSIL already, if you go to the Richland County website, on the main page, you'll see on the right side the NICSIL alert sign up. Please sign up for those. They only work if you sign up for them. That's how the Emergency Management Office is sending out emergency alerts. We updated that as soon as we had a warning. We did actually have a funnel cloud reported northeast of Boscobel on Highway 60. So far, all we've heard of is some tree branches down. So I've heard of no injuries to people, no damages to homes. That may change when the sunlight comes up in the morning. But if there is somebody that has received some damage or major damage, please give us a call. Let us know at the Emergency Management Office. That would be very helpful to know that information.
Okay. And was there a touchdown from that tornado? I know it was spotted, but did it actually hit the ground at all?
So the initial spotting of it was a funnel cloud, which very quickly became rain wrapped. It would be very, very hard to tell. I think the National Weather Service has a lot of work in front of them over the next few weeks with the amount of tornado warnings that were issued tonight to determine which ones have touched the ground and which ones have not. So I think it'd be quite a while before if we know we had touchdown. But as it stands right now, before daylight, it'd be hard to tell.
Yeah, I was keeping track over in Iowa earlier. I saw that one that was coming. It was down Decatur, and I was telling the listeners, it's hard to see if it hits there. And I was kind of talking like you said. I thought if it crosses Mississippi, it may break up. But I saw on a lot of those things, I pulled up their warnings over in Iowa, and they said that there were some touchdowns there, but they said they were rain-wrapped. So you said those are really hard to tell if it's an actual touchdown or anything.
Exactly. And those are the most dangerous tornadoes, as if there's a non-dangerous tornado. Mm-hmm. All tornadoes are dangerous. But when you consider tornadoes plus tornadoes at night, plus wrapped in rain, there's just no way that you can see them besides that radar indication and debris flying around. And when you see a 2x4 go by the kitchen window, that might be a good indicator, but a little late though.
Yeah, exactly. And I know I had a couple people called when I was breaking away, checked the EAS. A lot of people were worried if there was a tornado in their area. And I told them, I said, best is, you know, hit the sit a safe place if you feel unsafe about it. Is that how you always feel, especially at night? Is it that's the best if you question whether or not there is, and if you don't have any word, to hit a safe place then too?
Absolutely. I mean, the National Weather Service does an amazing job monitoring. We as the Office of Emergency Management, we have a great group of people that have come together to make sure that we're watching as much as we possibly can. Things get missed. And if we are proactively letting you know that there's a chance for severe weather that evening and you realize that weather is coming in. If it makes you feel more comfortable to go to that safe place in your home, whether it be a basement, a cellar, or an interior bathroom if needed, please make that move. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anybody, take any time or cost any money to go ride it out for about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, always best to be safe. And I also warned listeners about another safety thing they put out as far as rain goes. They, if you're driving and you see water, turn around, don't drown. Have you heard of any flooding in the county yet from these storms or anything?
Well, let me piggyback off your last point. Turn around, don't drown is a very important safety measure to remember. It's very difficult to estimate how much water is over the roadway, and it's easy to underestimate how much water it takes to wash you away in your car. So anytime there's water on the road, turn around, use that non-emergency number to report it. Try and stay away from 911 for non-emergencies. But yes, turn around, don't drown. It's good stuff. As for flooding, I do expect us to have some flooding reports once daylight hits and people start going to work tomorrow. As it stands right now, our office has not received any phone calls reporting that.
Okay. And hopefully, and then I always told people, just, you know, if you have to head out to work earlier, if you're not, and I'm sure if they come upon it and they have to take an alternate route, I'm sure they'll be fine if they call in sick for work. Or call in and say they're going to be late, too.
I don't think it would be a terrible idea to give yourself an extra 30 minutes or so to get to work in the morning. Worst case scenario, you have some extra time for coffee before you start your day. It's just hard to tell at this time in the middle of the night what roads are blocked. Our roads aren't very highly traveled throughout the early morning hours. So it's hard to know what's going to be blocked, what's not. So give yourself a little extra time in the morning just in case.
Okay. All right. So is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to add to this?
Yep. So another thing, too, I know we're not used to hearing tornado sirens in the city of Richland Center proper. I did request that activation this evening because of that potential tornado on the ground near Highway 60. It was really difficult to track whether that was moving northeast or southeast. And with radar indicated rotation within 10 miles of the city limits, I requested the dispatch center do that. We did not have a tornado on the ground or obvious rotation over the city of Richland Center, but it was potentially impending, and I wanted to make sure that we activated the emergency alert system as soon as we could.
Yep, that was a good idea because I did have somebody call and wondering why they put off the sirens. I didn't see it Richland Center listed, but you know, it's close to the area. And it's like I told listeners too, I said, even if you don't hear the warning for your area, if it sounds like it might come to your area soon, to go ahead too. So it's, I guess it's always good to be cautious that way too. If you question it, just take the safe route so nothing happens then.
Exactly. And then just one more thing I wanted to add, in case anybody wants it. Again, if you want to report some damage, we strongly recommend you report that to the municipality you live in, so either the township, the village, or the city. But if you want to get in touch with the Richland County Office of Emergency Management, you have questions, major damage, anything of that nature, our office phone number is area code 608-647-8187, and we'd be happy to hear from you. We are the Office of Emergency Management under the county, so that means we work for you guys, and we're happy to assist in any way that we possibly can.
Excellent. Actually, that was my next question. I was going to ask you to wrap up. So, okay, I can't think of anything else. Anything else you can think of that add to this? Or
not at all. I appreciate you getting me in last minute. I was going out to look at some roads and make sure we didn't have any flooding. Heard you on the air and said, hey, I got to go visit that guy.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, because I know there's a lot of people that have questions, and it's good, especially get it from a good source like you to get it. So and again, you tomorrow morning should probably, if you have any reports of any flooded roads or anything like that, you'll report it to WRCO, and we'll get that on the air then too for the listeners.
So between myself, we have an awesome highway commissioner, Josh Elder. He's fantastic about updating the road closures in that email chain. Our county administrator, Candace Pesh, she is our public information officer as well. If there's information that needs to get out, it will be out. To be transparent is not just a falsity or a farce that we put up. I sincerely hold that near and dear to my heart, and I want our community to know what's going on in their community. But I had a couple more minutes, so if there's anybody on the air listening that had a question or two, I think I got time for a phone call or two.
Yeah, that's
anybody
no problem.
Wants to call in?
Yeah, if anybody has a question, you can call in. Otherwise, we'll call it a night on that. But like I say, I checked earlier. Looks like everything is starting to get out of the area as far as
should
storms.
Be smooth sailing. I'm sitting here sipping coffee, so that's really a good sign.
I'm sure it's been a really busy night for you, especially tonight.
I'm glad I was bald when I started this job. I'd be a little disappointed by now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then the forecast looks better for the rest of the week. So
I think cooler temps. Okay. Cooler temperature is probably not as much moisture. I don't think we have a lot of rain, if any, forecast the rest of the week, but highs in the upper 70s. National night out, I'll plug that as well, tomorrow night at Cross Cup Park. Mm-hmm. Come on out. It's going to be fun. There may or may not be a relay race between some public safety agencies you would want to see. Mm-hmm. Either it's going to be a really cool relay race or people are going to pull some hamstrings. I don't know. Yeah. It should be fun and interesting.
Exactly. And you don't have any idea. That was another thing I had talked about National Night Out because I know we didn't know for sure if it'd be on. But have you been down in the area of Crosco Park and see what it's like down there?
Yeah. So as the emergency services director for Richland County, I'm also the director of emergency medical services over Richland County Ambulance Service. Okay. So our emergency management office and EMS station are right next door there to Crosco Park. Okay. I haven't seen anything that made me believe it wouldn't go on. Mm-hmm. And I think when it especially comes to public safety folks, where there's a will, there's a way. So if we can put on a show, we're going to put on a show.
Yeah. And then I'm sure they'll get that on. I'm sure Joanne's keeping track of it since she's part of the committee there too. I know she'll be looking out for that as well too,
and absolutely.
So we have any reports? Well, apparently there's no questions, or people must
that's
be
right.
in bed.
Everybody's in bed except us too.
I think with
that's
the storm,
all right.
Yeah, I think with the storms, a lot of people kept them awake, and they were kind of worried about it. But everybody's probably hit pay. But apparently they answered. But like I said, like Mike says, if you have any questions, you can contact them. What's that phone number one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be area code 608-647-8187, and that's Richland County Office of Emergency Management.
And when's the best time for them to contact you?
We are 24/7, 365.
So if somebody has a question yet tonight about it, they can go ahead and call you at that number and
you'll
answer.
Yeah, I can't guarantee I'll answer, but it will be answered by the morning time for sure.
That's excellent.
But we are 24/7. We are here for the community.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks again. Our guest has been Mike Jensen. He's the new director of emergency services for Richland County. I'm glad he stopped by. That way he could keep anybody that's been questioning on what tonight is then to answer that. So please, though, everybody stay safe out there as well, too. But be sure to get a hold of emergency services if you need any help and stuff. Thanks again, Mike, and you have a great night. And stay safe for the rest of the evening. Hope the rest of the night goes well for you.
Well, thanks for having me, Tim. I appreciate it. And for the three of you that are still awake and listening, we appreciate you guys, too. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Mike. You bet. Take care.
Mama's King James Bible. I was born by the buckle of the Bible belt and born again by revival. Yeah, Mama loved swagger and Daddy loved haggard and Grandpa ran moonshine. Brother Billy died on a Carolina night and met Jesus at the
What if I rolled the dial to the right and left that minor chord steer this night? What if I slid a match and lit the wick? What if I shut you up with my lips on your lips? Let the gravel in my voice drown out all the noise with a whisper tonight. These thoughts that no one else will hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear tonight. Comes burning through that window pane, your hair's painting that little case. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking, Molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls, oh, hear what can start with a whisper. And what if that kitchen table gets a wreck? Yeah, plates crashing down, my breath on your neck. What if that 75-94 you spent at the store takes the rest of the night off, has its lights to the floor? With a whisper tonight. These thoughts that no one else will hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear tonight. Comes burning through that window pane, your hair's painting that little case. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking, Molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls, oh, to hear what can start with a whisper. Tonight, these thoughts that no one else should hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear till light comes burning through that window pane. Your hair's painting that pillowcase. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking, Molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls, hear what can start with a whisper. With a whisper, yeah. With a whisper. You hear what can start with a whisper.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Quite a shock that I've given it a lot of thought, and this thing that's come between us can't be ignored. I've taken all I can. And this is where it's gotta end. 'Cause I can't be your friend anymore. And I can't be accused of not being there for you. How many nights have you shown up at my door? Wasn't in my plans, but I can't be your friend anymore. And it's killing me to know you without having a chance to hold you. And all I wanna do is show you how I really feel inside. You can run to me, you can laugh at me, or you can walk right out. It's up to you. Do I win or do I lose? Will my heart fly or lie broken on the floor? Well, take me as I am, 'cause I wanna be your man, but I can't be your friend anymore.
That was Rush Low with I Can't Be Your Friend. Well, folks, it's time for me to finally wrap things up. Boy, it's been a long one. I beat Bill Neeb for the time that he's on there, so I feel kind of like the late bird on this one. But we did have quite the evening, and I want to thank once again Mike Justin for stopping by and giving us that interview for about what it is like in the area and stuff. And well, it's time for me to wrap things up. It looks like there's still a severe thunderstorm watch out for Iowa County, but I'm looking at the radar and it looks like a lot of the storms are now heading south. There's still maybe a little bit of storms over Muscogee, but nothing on the severe side. I didn't see anything on weather.gov about any severe thunderstorm warnings or anything like that. So we think we'll call it a night. And I want to thank everyone for making WRCO a part of your day yesterday and early this morning. And I will be back again today at 5:20 in the evening with a sports report and some more great music and entertainment. That'll be up until 8 o'clock. So I will get out at 8 o'clock today. We'll see, because the weather looks like it's going to be pretty decent tomorrow. And be sure to stay tuned if you want to, or you want to take a little cat nap, get up about 5 o'clock, and Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show. So be sure to tune in for that. So it's about time for me to head on out. Burl's Phil might come in and have to kick me out of the chair. So anyways, I want to finish up with the Dan Seals and Bop to take us up until the top of the hour. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. And please stay safe.
Put on your Bobby socks, baby. Roll up your old blue jeans. There's a band laying down at the armory. Knows what rock and roll. I won't
so